Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player, which is available on our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to connect with us, please post a question on our wall on Facebook or send me a tweet at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Austria's Finest Naturally Authentic Pumpkin Seeds and Pumpkin Seed Oil from the Steiermark, available at organicuniverse.com. Listeners of The Organic View can receive $1 off their purchase by using the coupon code ORGVIEW. That's ORGVIEW. Also, don't forget to check out our contest section on our website to submit your information for our free monthly giveaways. For more information, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com/contests. Each November, we honor our heroes who fought so bravely for our freedom by celebrating Veterans Day. Although it is a national holiday, veterans have yet to be truly honored in the form of medical care that they desperately need. The sad truth is, many of these brave men and women will die before this happens. Why is there such a delay providing coverage? On today's show, Mr. John J. Berry, a retired U.S. Navy and Vietnam War veteran, will talk about the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Agent Orange Act. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. John Berry. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, June. I appreciate being on your show.
Mr. Berry, could you share with our audience a little bit about yourself and how you became an activist?
All right. Well, I spent 22 years in the Navy, active duty, and made 4 deployments to the South China Sea and the waters of Vietnam within the 12-mile coastline or closer. And I did 4 deployments there. I became an activist in the year 2011, when a doctor that I was seeing, who is a very good dermatologist, oncologist, who diagnosed me with T-cell cutaneous lymphoma non-Hodgkin's disease, which produces cancer. He encouraged me to put a claim in to the VA, and he certified that this disease was caused by Agent Orange dioxin. And within weeks after that, I had my claim in for like almost a year, but within weeks after he presented that letter, I was immediately approved by the VA at 100% disability for that particular disease. Now, it is the only disease that the VA will accept for Blue Water Navy. The 60-some-odd other diseases that is on the VA's list are not approved for Blue Water Navy. And I have had some of those diseases, such as prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, which I lost a kidney, and they will not approve me for those diseases. They have been denied to me, except for the one. Now, there are thousands, I'm talking tens of thousands, of Navy sailors known as Blue Water Navy who cannot get VA benefits and compensation. Many of them can't work because of their health condition. Many have had to take out second and third mortgages on their homes to pay for their medical bills. Some have had to sell their homes in order to have the money to live on and downgrade to an apartment. This is not fair. This is not right. What is our government doing wrong? It's all about the money. They don't want to turn loose the money for our Vietnam Navy veterans who are suffering and dying with no resolve. And the legacy that they will leave behind is our government does not care. This is not right. This is not fair. My wife, for instance, she has had to care for me like a baby. This is not fair to her. It's a hardship for her, more of a hardship for her than me suffering with my diseases. And I've heard her cry sometimes in the middle of the night because she's upset. So, you know, and this, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone with this. No way am I alone. There are tens of thousands like me who have serious diseases. Fortunately, I get my health care. Being retired from the Navy, I have TRICARE for life, so it doesn't matter who I see, what doctor, what hospital. But it's those guys who maybe just put in 4 years, 6 years, 7 years in the Navy who have come down with various diseases who can get nothing, literally nothing.
Is there any help at all available for these people?
Well, there is some help. They passed a bill a while back that will allow some of these sick veterans to go outside the VA for medical care, providing they live 40 miles or more from the nearest VA medical facility. In the beginning, it was as the crow flies, 40 miles. Well, this was unfair, because when you drive from one place to another, you're doing more than 40 miles, especially if you're driving around through a city. So they changed it a little bit and extended it some, so that looking at, rather than as the crow flies in a straight line, it's the wiggle waggle that you have to do when you're driving. So it takes more miles. At least ways that was one little bit of a break. So that's been a bit of a help, but it doesn't provide compensation for those people who can't work anymore. Now, some of these men are in their, and women are in their 60s. They're still able to work. I think about the youngest that I know is 59, and he cannot work. He can't hold a job because he's sick. This is not right. His wife has got to go to work and be the breadwinner. Also not right. Some of these people still have teenage children at home. So it's a very sad state of affairs. I just released an op-ed that was published just this week, and the heading is "What Price for Our Blue Water Navy Veterans?" That is a very strong, deliberate statement that I made. And our Vietnam veterans aren't worth the dollars.
Why is it that Congress refuses to pass this bill?
Well, one thing, it's money. It's the CBO. That CBO is the Congressional Budget Operations Fund. And they have to assign a dollar amount to every bill. They have yet to assign a dollar amount to this, to these bills. Now, we have two bills, one from the House, and it is House Bill H.R. 969, and the Senate bill is S-681. Both of them are titled the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Agent Orange Act. Presently, we have 289 co-sponsors who are members of Congress. We have 34 co-sponsors from the Senate. Now, at the Senate, that's approximately 55% of the Senate, almost 70% from the Congress. That is more than enough to take these bills out of the Armed Forces House Committee and send them to the floor for a vote. And the Armed Forces House Committee is being stubborn. They won't turn those bills loose to either floor, whether it be the House or the Senate. If they would turn those bills over to the floor of the House or Senate or both, it is more than likely those bills will get passed. And once they're passed, these Vietnam Navy War veterans who can get nothing will get their full benefits and just dues that they have earned. Now, they've earned those rights by fighting a war. They put their lives on the line. They may have been at sea, but even those who were at sea, who got in close to shore, were fired upon, and many were killed. Some of these ships were supply ships, like the one I was on, where we provided fuel, oil, and ammunition to the ships who would do the firing, to aircraft carriers who would send their planes into harm's way over Vietnam to drop bombs. And we would be alongside an aircraft carrier, and she would be flying her planes off at the same time, coming back 45 minutes later to load up with more bombs to do another bomb drop. We would work as much as 20, 22 hours a day, supplying up to 3 battle groups in a 24-hour period. Now, a battle group consists of an aircraft carrier, usually a cruiser, and 3 or 4 destroyers. And we would supply them with what they needed, get maybe a half-hour break for the next battle group to come alongside. It would take 4 to 5 hours to supply each battle group. Now, that's a lot of man hours putting in, work day and night. We were infected. This is how we got infected. And I'll go into a portion of the science. When Agent Orange was sprayed inland on the jungles, the forests, the tall grasslands, the rice paddies, and so forth, it would kill the vegetation. It would leave room for us to see the enemy better. But that product was mixed with diesel fuel, so it would stick to the vegetation. However, when it would rain, it would wash off. And of course, diesel fuel floats. It would wash off into the streams and the rivers. Then it would wash off into the South China Sea. And rough seas and whatnot would stir it up. And the dioxin, this is the killing product of Agent Orange, would settle to the bottom. The South China Sea is a shallow sea. Now, we would have ships traveling sometimes at very high speed, just within a few miles off the coast of Vietnam. Their propellers would stir up the bottom. It would raise up the dioxin to the surface. Navy ships distill salt water into fresh water. Their intakes would suck in the salt water, which had dioxin in it. We'd go into our distilleries. We would heat those distilleries between 212 and 215 degrees Fahrenheit under very high pressure. It would remove the impurities except the dioxin. It loved heat, and it would intensify by as much as tenfold. We didn't know it. No one knew it. So therefore, we drank the water. We bathed in it. Our food was cooked in it, our clothing was washed in it, and we had no clue that we were drinking poison. We didn't know about this until many, many years later after the war. The war ended in 1975. We didn't know about it until sometime in the 80s that we were being poisoned. So that's how the Blue Water Navy became infected with Agent Orange, from our drinking water. Oftentimes, some of our ships would carry barrels of Agent Orange on board their ships to be transported to other locations, and mostly into Vietnam. And in the storm, some of these barrels would break loose, and they would split open. Well, the crew would have to clean up the stuff, mop it up, wash it down with fire hoses, get it off the ship. The stuff smelled, but they had not a clue that they were washing up death, literally death, because they would get it all over themselves. And years later, it would catch up to them, and it would create various diseases, a lot of cancers, sarcomas, spina bifida, heart diseases, and so forth, lung diseases. I can go on and on and name diseases until we run out of time. But this was very critical. These guys got poisoned, and they didn't know it. No one knew it, not even the troops on ground who were inland knew that they were being poisoned. Our government knew, and they were not told. Some of them were told, some of the commanders of various troops inland were told to have their men change clothes and take a shower every day. Well, how can they do that when they're dodging bullets? It was an impossible order that was given. It couldn't happen. These guys are out there dodging bullets and laying in mud. So it was an impossible order that could not be, it couldn't possibly be carried out.
Well, Mr. Barry, do you think that what they were, was giving an order to basically cover their bases so that they did morally what they thought was appropriate at the time without understanding the true impact of these chemicals?
Well, they understood the true impact of the chemicals. They were given those orders to save their own butt. That's what those orders were for. So that way they saved their own butt. They said, well, you didn't follow our orders. It's not our fault. You didn't take a shower every day. You didn't change clothes every day out in the field. So it's not their fault. They said they were just, these orders were given to save the higher ups' butts. That's all it was.
Exactly.
That's all it was. Nothing more than that.
So what are the chances of this passing at any time in the near future?
Well, we've got a good chance of it. I recently wrote a letter to Senator Gillibrand, who introduced the Senate bill, and a letter to Congressman Gibson, who introduced the House bill, which both bills are exactly the same. And doesn't matter which one gets passed, whether it be the Senate bill or the House bill, we get our benefits, lock, stock, and barrel. And I requested from the senator and the congressman to use my letter. I also enclosed in my letter several of my op-eds that had been published by various newspapers around the country to show that I'm not a fake. And I also made an offer to take me before the Senate or the House and let me give a talk about how this has infected those who are known as Blue Water Navy. Now, the VA is the ones who put that handle onto us, Blue Water Navy, because we never had boots on ground. And so that's that handle kind of stuck. But I could offer proof. And I sent mail out today to both of those, to the congressman and to the senator. Hopefully they'll have it in a few days. They can use it for argument. Now, the way they would have to argue is if those bills have got better than 50% each of congressional and senatorial representation, then they can be taken out of the Armed Forces Committee and sent to the House floor or the Senate floor for a vote. Well, this will give the senator and the congressman some ammunition that there is somebody out there who knows what they're doing and talking about and writing about. And this can be proven. I don't write what I can't prove. So this could give them the ammunition they just might need to give argument to the Senate and to the House of why these bills should be taken out of committee by force and sent to the floor for a proper vote. And we are almost certain that they will pass one or both of these bills. It only takes one of the bills to be passed. That's all it takes. Is either one, doesn't matter which one. These veterans will then get their benefits, as they should.
The topic of veterans' health has been a very big issue for the presidential candidates.
Well, this is true, but presidential candidates are not using veterans' information. Why, I don't know. I have yet to hear any candidate mention our veterans who are in trouble with health issues. I think the candidate who does strongly emphasize about our veterans, especially those who need help, physical help, mental help, and compensation, and if they can make this a strong point in their campaign, it is more than likely that is the person who will be elected. There are millions and millions of veterans in this country. Like, I'm in the state of Pennsylvania. We have nearly 2 million veterans in our state. It's one of the largest veterans community in the country. And if they want to make a big point and they want to get the veterans, now look at a veteran. He's married. He's got children. He's got a father, a mother. He's got aunts and uncles. He's got cousins. How many votes is that? Like, does that count up to? Quite a few, just per one veteran. Now, if any of these candidates want to get elected, that's what will get them elected. And I can almost bet on it by getting the veterans on their side.
Well, we'll see if they actually do anything to address this issue, as well as carry out their campaign promises if elected. It seems as though every administration makes all sorts of promises, and the veterans, time and time again, get swept under the rug.
Most of the promises that politicians make these days are nothing but a lot of hot air, in my opinion. And it is, and that's usually a proven fact. Within months after they take over office.
Mr. Berry, I sincerely hope that when it comes to this bill, the folks that are in a position of power actually do the right thing and push through long overdue.
The people and really. Those who are in power are the American people, not the politician. They don't have the power, but the American people are the ones who have the power. They can force this if they will write and call strongly, nicely but strongly, to their congressmen and their senators and demand in a nice way that they pass these bills. That is the only way we're going to get it. The American people are the ones who have the power. One of the newspapers that published me just a few days ago, who seems to know what I am talking about. This was published by the Navajo Times in New Mexico. That's the Navajo Indian tribe. Now, I was really surprised to see an Indian nation publish me. But who knows better than anyone else in our country than the Indian nations of how the government treated them, who is now treating those veterans the same way? I was really surprised to see their newspaper publish me. And I thought, here's a Navajo Indian nation in New Mexico that published me for the very first time out of nearly 55 op-eds that I have written and have sent out to every newspaper in the country. And I thought, who would know better of the kind of treatment that we veterans are receiving, because the Navajo Indians and other Indian tribes received the same kind of treatment from our government as we are now being, as we veterans are now being treated. That was impressive to me. And I want to thank the Navajo Times in New Mexico and the Navajo Indian Nation for publishing me, because they know how it feels. We now know how it feels as veterans.
Well, Mr. Berry, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today to remind our listeners and the American public that, as you said, the power is truly in our hands.
Exactly.
And we need to push our congressmen and senators to pass these bills and get our veterans the help that they need.
We need our legislators to do the right thing, and this is the right thing to do. Who cares about the money? You know, we're not. We need presently for Blue Water Navy about $800 million to $1 billion to be assigned to whichever bill they passed, and be spread out over 8 years. In 8 years, there won't be any of us left to worry about.
Well, as you wrote, freedom is not free. It certainly is costly.
It's very costly.
Mr. Berry, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's a shame that this has not passed. The last time that you were on, I had hoped that there would be some progress, but let's hope that things will make the amount of progress that is needed so that these men and women will get the care that they need.
No, we hope so, and I hope that, you know, what I write about is helping to educate the American people.
Thank you. And folks, please check out the companion article, which will be available on theorganicview.com, which will include Mr. Berry's op-ed, which is titled, What Price for Our Blue Water Navy Veterans? This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, folks.
Thank you, June.